You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, thanking you for supporting the artists that are making the jazz of today.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Up next is Reginald Singe. He's got a new single out called The First Time. Then we'll check into Danette McMahon. Her album's called No More Excuses. And we'll check into Innocent Bystander. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Little girl walking down the street had no shoes on her feet. Was it by choice that her feet were bare? Did anyone at home know she wasn't there? It makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. Young boy with hunger in his eyes. Desperation can be so hard to hide. Was there food in his stomach or a mother's hand to hold? Has hopelessness finally taken its toll? It makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. How can I turn my head and look the other way when the unspoken words can have so much to say? Said, you're not an innocent bystander. Now the little girl's dancing with shoes on her feet. The young boy wears a smile 'cause he's had something to eat. Didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Woman cries, she's been battered and bruised. Ready to die, feels she's got nothing to lose. She hates to go home at the end of the day. Cruel words and a fist. To himself, he sees his life like a book gathering dust on a shelf. People watch from a distance, they're afraid to come near. They can't tell that he's harmless, there's nothing to fear. Makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. To say, do unto others kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. Now the woman can rest, she has a safe place to live. The old man tells his stories, he's got so much to give. It didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing. I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue, Will Ranier from the album Traces. The track, Smoke and Mirrors. Thank you.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world. reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2018, a hot, humid preseason football practice at the University of Maryland resulted in tragedy. 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair collapsed and later died as a result of heat stroke.
This was the loss of our only son, and I could have went into a rabbit hole of depression and despair.
But instead, Jordan's father, Marty McNair, decided to turn his grief into action. Shortly after Jordan died, McNair and his wife, Tanya Wilson, founded the Jordan McNair Foundation to help protect student-athletes from heat-related illnesses and death. It's a threat that's growing ever more urgent as the climate warms. They educate coaches and trainers to recognize the symptoms of heat exhaustion and to act quickly to cool the person down. They teach student-athletes about the importance of advocating for themselves and speaking up when they do not feel well, before it becomes an emergency.
Hey, you got to listen to your body. If your body's telling you to stop, stop. You know, be willing and be, you know, brave enough to really speak up about that.
And they teach parents to reinforce these lessons at home.
And I think that's really where you start at in regards to protecting your child or teaching your child to protect themselves.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.